Esto será siempre así, quedándote, oyéndote. razón en seguir viviendo sin tu amor. Y hoy que enloquecido vuelvo buscando tu querer. No queda más que viento. No queda más que viento. Y si acaso no brillara el sol. Seguir viviendo sin tu amor.
Hello, hello, Tilde Radio. This is DJ Guapofu welcoming you to the live... Oh, well, I have to see whether it's 197th or 198th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour. Broadcast as typical from North Potomac, a suburb of Washington, D.C. in the United States, just to its northwest in Montgomery County, Maryland. I have just confirmed this is the 198th episode featuring the Argentine rock pioneer Luis Alberto Spinetta, El Flaco himself. The track we listen to now is Sin Fin. The next track is Te Para Tres. I'd like to thank Maya Alpizar, Antonio Rodriguez, and Jetlog for not only tuning in, but also for joining the chat at tilde.chat, channel Tilde Radio. Thank you. before I forget, Antonio Rodriguez is tuned in from Jundiaí, Sao Paulo State, Brazil. Maya Alpizar from Mexico City, Mexico. And Chemlog from Terrace, British Columbia, Canada. In a moment, I will give an introduction to this pioneering Argentine rock and Espanol progressive rocker, art rocker, and psychedelic rocker. Sadly passed away, I believe, of lung cancer, I want to say 10 or 15 years ago.
Thank you. se filtra por mi ventana.
This is tu nombre sobre mi nombre. With that, I should pull up some background on El Flaco. As Maya pointed out, Gustavo Cerati was on that last track, I believe. Who apparently is of Soda Estéreo. Luis Alberto Spinetta, born January 23rd, 1950 in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and nicknamed El Flaco, was an Argentine singer, guitarist, composer, writer, and poet. One of the most influential rock musicians of Argentina, he is widely regarded as one of the founders of Argentine rock, which is considered to be the first incarnation of Spanish language rock. Born in Buenos Aires, he was the founder of several iconic rock bands, including Almendra, Pescado Rabioso, Don't Eat That, Invisible, Spinetta Jade, and Spinetta, or I guess it'd be Spinetta Jade or something like that, and Spinetta y los Socios del Desierto. In Argentina, January 23rd is celebrated as Día Nacional del Músico, National Musicians Day, in honor of Spinetta's birth. He devoted himself fully to music, and in his lyrics, there are references of multiple writers, poets, and artists, including Arthur Rimbaud, Vincent van Gogh, Carl Jung, Sigmund Freud, Friedrich Nietzsche, Michel Foucault, Gilles Deleuze, Carlos Castaneda, and Antonin Artaud, whom the album Artaud from 1973 is named after. In December 2011, he announced he had been diagnosed with lung cancer. He died on February 8, 2012, at the age of 62. His ashes were scattered in Buenos Aires in the waters of the Rio de la Plata, according to his last wish. As I mentioned earlier, he was born on January 23, 1950, as the second of three siblings, Ana Maria and Carlos Gustavo, the latter of which also became a musician, to Luis Santiago and Julia Ney Ramirez, and grew up in the neighborhood of Núñez in Buenos Aires. His childhood home was only two blocks away from the Estadio Monumental, which I guess is a very famous soccer stadium. His father was an amateur tango singer who performed a group accompanied by guitarists and that performed on several radio stations. Through his father, Spinetta was of Italian descent, as his great-grandfather was from the municipality of Carrega Liguri in the Piedmont region, so far, far northern Italy. Amidst the counterculture of the 1960s and the political turmoil in Argentina, several artists during this time would develop Luis Alberto's musical range, especially the work of the Beatles. In one such case, for example, in 1964, during the height of Beatlemania, after winning a local music competition, Spinetta used the earnings to purchase their recently released album, Beatles for Sale. Spinetta also credited Los Shakers, a Uruguayan rock band heavily influenced by the look and sound of the Beatles, and their leader, Hugo Fattoruso. With these personal and cultural influences, Spinetta began to compose songs from a very young age, even before learning to play an instrument, even composing a hymn about Domingo Faustino Sarmiento, who was president of Argentina from 1868 to 1874. I guess that would be like someone writing a hymn about Ulysses S. Grant or someone similar. In a 1988 interview, Spinetta said, "I had fun imitating singers, copying sounds. That's why music was born in me before words." Spinetta also began singing tango songs, and from the age of four, his family, especially his uncles, encouraged him to sing at family gatherings. The influence of tango would be noticeable throughout Spinetta's work. Three of his uncles worked at Columbia Records, which allowed him access to a wide variety of musical expressions at a time when access to records was very expensive. Spinetta said several times that his artistic debut took place in 1964 in a television contest called A Scala Musicale on El Trece, although his father mentions that year he also sang in a children's program called Pandilla 1 and 2, all later known as Pandilla Uanantu, which was broadcast on El Nueve between March and May 1964. Having grown up near Estadio Monumental, Spinetta was a lifelong supporter of Club Atlético River Plate, having mentioned the club in his song El Amigo del Capitán Beto, a track from the album El Jardín de los Presentes, during his tenure with Invisible. Spinetta was married to Patricia Salazar from 1976 until 1995, and with her had four children, Caterina, Dante, Valentino, and Vera. That's a little bit of a not, well, I guess it is connected to the previous content. His band Almendra in 1969 recorded their self-titled first album, and that is what put him on the map. Spent a lot of time in Europe and then returned and formed Pescado Rabioso. Let's see here. Spinada Jade would prove to be a successful and innovative band in the 80s. Spinetta was joined by some of the most acclaimed Argentine musicians to help him build a new sound he was building since Invisible. The product was a blend of jazz and rock that was unseen in Argentina, drawing away from the symphonic rock that dominated the middle 70s and escaping the boom of new wave, punk, reggae, glam pop, and so on that reached both the world and Argentina in the 80s. The four albums Alma de Diamante in 1980, Los Niños que Escriben en el Cielo in 1981, Bajo Belgrano in 1983, and Andres en Años Luz in 1984 represent a defined style as well as the footprints of Spinetta's evolution. Spinetta and Charlie Garcia, who I featured in a previous episode with their respective bands at the moment, Jade and Cerro Girán, joined efforts and gave what was considered amongst the most important shows in the history of Argentine rock. After dissolving Spinetta Jade in 1984, Spinetta worked on an album with Charlie, but eventually they abandoned their efforts. Only two songs remain of the ill-fated effort, Rezo por Vos, which I've included in this hour, and Total Inferencia. Spinetta celebrated his 40 years in music with a 5.5-hour concert called Spinetta y las Bandas Eternas, as you could guess, Spinetta and the Eternal Bands, in front of 40,000 fans at Vélez Sarsfield Stadium in Buenos Aires. It was considered by Argentine music critics as the greatest gig of the decade. Spinetta died of lung cancer at age 62 on February 8, 2012, and on January 23, 2020, Google, the all-important and omnipotent Google, celebrated his 70th birthday with a Google Doodle. Now with that, we will continue listening to Tu Vuelo al Fin. The next track is 20 Ciudades, 20 Cities.
Por un tiempo nadie te lleva. te va a faltar. No, no, no.
Al maestro Ricardo Mollo. Vamos entonces con 8 de octubre y también dedicado a León Gieco, con todo.
So Maya, this song is 8 de octubre. Next track is Agua de la Miseria. Agua de Rio. It's amazing that we're already about three quarters of the way through the episode now.
Cambiando lo que anda mal, puedes elevarte. de aquí.
Dice lo que no dice la palabra que te engaña. Agua, agua de río, turbulento y marginal, invade tu lecho.
Ooh.
Florida baseline, I guess that is. This sounds like something you'd hear in Memphis.
Sueño cumplido. Ese. Disfrútalo, Luis. Gracias.
This is Cielo de Ti. Looks like we have about 4.5 minutes left in the recorded hour, but don't go anywhere because we have plenty more tracks to go through the top of the hour. That said, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. I'd like to thank everyone for joining the IRC chat. Before the recording ends, let me see who we have scheduled for next week. We have Banda Regional Mishi from Oaxaca, Mexico. Very different from this week. The week after that, we have Alma Velasco and her group Faza scheduled. And then for April 11th, Monkey y Alexandra and another Dominican group the week after. I'm still taking recommendations, but I have groups penciled in up through July of 2025 right now. I'll post the archive shortly after the end of the episode, and we'll have a rerun tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 0100 hours UTC.
Cosas que te están estará progresando. ¿Qué sonrisas te dan esos encarguchos de un mundo viejo? ¿No ves que nada te da tu vida? Tu vida.
Ya lo sabes, hoy tú subas más.